takeaway.org. Now we're going to take a look at President Barack Obama and perhaps his influence as a role model to others. Many heralded his election as a role model achievement for all Americans, and specifically a group of researchers have just begun trying to understand and measure the effect of Obama's success on African Americans. Ray Friedman is a management professor at Vanderbilt University, who is a sociologist and has studied the perception of racial differences in organizations. And he joins us now. Good morning, Professor.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good. I got to tell you, I'm a little skeptical about this, and so I'm hoping that you're going to turn me around. Isn't it too early to potentially measure the effect of Barack Obama's ascension to the presidency of the United States? How did you set up this study?
Well, what we did is we were looking at test-taking. We set up an experiment. We had a set of black and white respondents take a subset of a GRE test, and they did it at four points in time, one before Obama was nominated, one right after the nomination speech, then halfway towards the election, and then right after he was elected. And we were able to compare at each point in time what the differences were between black and white responses, number of correct answers on this mini GRE test, to see if there was a difference in black-white differences in score over time.
And so what did you find?
Well, to understand it, I probably need to explain the background behind it. To begin with, there's an effect called the stereotype threat effect. And that is where if you look at blacks taking tests or women taking math tests, there's often a concern that there's a stereotype about our group saying that we can't do well. And so if you take the test under a situation where they know you're looking at if they're black, white, or if they're male or female, mm-hmm. that can create anxiety, reducing the performance on test taking. So something as simple as asking at the beginning of a test, are you black, white, Asian, will be a signal to people that you're looking at their race. And under prior tests, we know that when you do that, test scores for black subjects in these experiments have been reduced.
So how does that relate to this study about Barack Obama and as to whether or not he's a role model?
Well, we know that if you have a role model in the room when they're taking the tests, if you have, for example, an advanced PhD student who's black in mathematics at Harvard walking in the room and giving that test, that reduction in test performance goes away. And so our question was whether this has been done with people walking into their testing room, but we were not sure whether someone like Obama, who's a bit more distant, who's far away, who's mm-hmm. not in the room itself, would actually have an effect because he's so much in the news. We were hoping to see an effect, but we weren't quite sure. What we found is that if you, prior to Obama being highly prominent right after the nomination speech, there was about a 3-question difference between black and whites in this test that we did under conditions of stereotype threat. Then, right after the convention speech, among those who watched the speech, that black-white difference virtually disappeared. Then, halfway towards the election, the difference reappeared. So there was, again, a spread of about 3-question differences. But then right after the election, when, again, he was very, very, very prominent, as we all know, the difference disappeared. So if we look over time in our 4 points of taking the test, those 2 times where he was giving an historic speech, where a lot of people were watching him, everyone was paying attention, he was on everyone's mind, those were the times where we saw a reduction of the stereotype threat effect.
You know, I just have to ask, so does this mean that if you tested women right now on math, they do better because Hillary Clinton's our Secretary of State?
Well, I don't know if she quite has as much prominence or as much focus. If you think about Obama, he certainly had prominence for the last 2 years. It's not like he wasn't prominent all along. But there were a few points in time where everyone was looking at his speech and saying, this is historic. It was being played over and over again. And certainly when he was elected president, that was a major event, different than what effect he had 2 weeks prior to that. Certainly there might be an effect of Hillary Clinton, but being elected president, I think, mm-hmm. is a level above that.
But how do you account, Professor, for example, Barack Obama has been in the headlines long before the last 2 years. And for African Americans who are paying attention to their national leadership, he was certainly on their minds then over the ensuing years. So how do you differentiate between just this general admiration of him and the specific ascendancy to the presidency?
Well, you know, when we began the study, we weren't sure whether, in effect, something like an Obama effect had already happened fully. And so we could have had a situation where our first round of testing already closed the gap and there was no gap and we would have found no difference over time. But there is, a lot of the world is not as tuned into politics as some people. I'm very aware of politics, and I'm sure you are too.
Right.
But there's a real spread of attention that people pay to the political world. So it's a difference between having, a lot of people interested in him and proud of him, but then at other points in time where every single person is really, really paying attention to him. And also, once he's elected, there's really proof positive that the world has accepted him and that he has fully accomplished everything you'd hope. Prior to that point, you never quite knew. I mean, he was certainly prominent, but not hadn't completely proven himself.
And I'm sure you're not going to be the first nor the last researcher to take a look at that. Ray Friedman, we appreciate your presence today on our show.
Thank you.
Ray Friedman is a management professor at Vanderbilt University who's a sociologist and has studied the perception of racial differences in organizations. Mark Garrison has some quick headlines for us.
Thank you. 29 minutes after the hour.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.